You said you fixed this oven door. It won't stay shut.
I did fix it. Remember, yesterday it wouldn't open.
The coffee cake is never going to get done, thanks to you, Handy Andy. I think either one of you are working on four burners.
Would you look at this? It's a whole pull-out supplement on the Tri-State Fair.
Oh.
They say this year it's going to be the best ever.
And educational, too. Where else can you see scientific wonders like the Tattooed Lady, Big Red the Lobster Man, and Tina the Human Pretzel?
Well, if I want to look at freaks, I can just stay at home. Besides, if you ask me, the only thing we're seeing at that fair is those dancing waters. How in the world they get all of those fountains to squirt in time to the Blue Danube is just beyond me. Da-da-da-da-da. Of course, it loses a little something without the colored lights.
I hear the fair is going to break all attendance records this year.
Yeah, people are coming from as far away as Akron. There's not a hotel room to be had.
The Chamber of Commerce is asking people to rent out rooms in their homes.
Hey, we can rent my room out, Grandma. They say folks are getting as much as $100 a night.
$100? Hey, Mama, this could be a great way to bring in extra cash.
Forget it, Benton. I wouldn't have strangers in my house for anything.
But, Miss Harper, in just one weekend, you could save enough money to get the down payment on a brand new stove.
I'm telling you, it's not worth it. This chair works just fine. Oh, sorry. I'm not about to open up my show place to the public. Well, Benton, don't just sit there. Go turn on the vacancy sign. Oh, hi, Ola.
I just came by to see if I could help. Oh, Thelma, your house looks lovely. An inviting oasis for the weary traveler.
Well, so far the only weary one around here is me. Here, catch that dining room table for me, will you? I've been scrubbing for two solid days and not a single customer in sight. I really need that extra money, too, for the stove of my dreams, the Chef-O-Matic.
Oh, my. Yes, that is a nice stove.
Nice. Nice. A toaster oven is nice. The Chef-O-Matic is God's gift to womankind. That puppy is loaded. It's even got a deluxe grease spatter guard. I tell you, Ollie, you can fry bacon in the nude without a second thought. Oh, please, Lord. If you'll just let one customer call, I will do anything you want. Please? Well, never mind, Lord. I was just thinking out loud. Hello? Harper House? Yes, we do have a room for rent. Quiet? Oh, my, yes. The closest rooster lives 2 miles down the road, and he doesn't get up till noon. You'll take it? Well, that's wonderful. All right. Okay, we will see you then. Hot damn, Chef-O-Matic, here I come.
Congratulations, Thelma. Who did you rent it to?
The Thornberrys, a very nice retired couple. Oh, I tell you, it's my lucky day.
Mama, have we got great news for you?
We just rented the room.
Yeah.
What?
Grandma, your troubles are over. I just rented out that room.
Well, Iola, the way my luck is going, I could go put my head in that old oven of mine and probably start working.
You mean you've all rented the same room?
How do you like this? In business 2 minutes and already I'm overbooked.
Way to go, Mama.
you numbskull. It's not the Holiday Inn. Now, you're going to have to get all these people to find somewhere else to stay.
But, Miss Harper, I promised it to my boss's nephew. I can't tell him no.
And I'm not about to disappoint all those cheerleaders.
What cheerleaders?
From Hinkley. They're coming in for this tri-state pep-off.
Well, they are not pepping off under my roof.
But, Grandma, I already told the guys. My rep is on the line.
Yeah, so is Naomi's job.
Well, so is my sanity. Now, all of these people cannot stay here.
Well, why not, Thelma? You got the room.
I owe us, right? Mr. Carruthers' nephew can sleep down in our basement, and Benton and me'll bunk up here.
Yeah, and the cheerleaders can stay in Bubba's room.
Ha! Thanks, Uncle Vint!
You hold your hormones, Buster. You can sleep down here, too.
And the Thornberrys can stay in your room, Velma.
And just where the hell does that leave me out?
Down here with the rest of us.
Are you out of your mind?
But, Mama, think of all that moolah you'll be making. 3 rooms for 2 nights at $100 a night? That comes to... Tell her, Skeeter.
$600.
$600. I could buy that Chef-O-Matic outright and still have enough left over for a pair of designer oven mitts.
Does that mean you'll do it?
Shoot, for my Chef-O-Matic, I'd sleep in a snake pit. I don't suppose 2 nights with you all could be much worse.
Hey, Uncle Vince's old wood-burning kit works great. What do you think, Grandma?
Oh, that's terrific, Bubba. We'll hang it on the front door. We'll be all ready for our first customers.
Oh, this is so exciting. Spending the whole weekend with people we don't even know.
Kind of reminds you of your single days, huh?
Mama, look what the Chamber of Commerce gave me for our guests. Free brochures on the nightlife in Raytown.
You need a whole brochure to tell about the Bowl-O-Rama and the Frosty Freeze?
I think I'll display these babies on the coffee table.
Oh, hi, Ben.
Iola.
Thelma, I made you a little gift for the grand opening of Harper House.
Oh, Iola, how thoughtful of you. Well, paper placemats?
No, they're decorative, sanitized toilet seat protectors. Now, I didn't have a lot of time. Will 75 be enough?
Let's hope so.
We are the Wildcats! We are the Wildcats! The Hinkley Wildcats!
Woo! Oh, yes, it's the cheerleaders.
Yeah, back off, Bubba. You leave the pep squad to me.
Hi, we're the Wildcats! I'm Nancy Ann.
I'm Billy Joe.
I'm Bobby Sue.
I'm Kim.
What, no second name?
No, like I'm from California, okay?
Hi, I'm Bubba.
Hi!
Well, why don't I show you girls up to my room?
Down, boy. This is Harper House, not Animal House. Benton, show these wildcats up to their cage.
Sure thing, Mama. Light up these stairs.
Go ahead!
If you need anything at all, just ask for Vince.
Or Naomi, his loving wife. Now run along, Nancy Bell.
Bubba, I am warning you, if you so much as touch one of those pom-poms, I'm benching you for life.
Well, but Grandma, ow!
Yes, ma'am.
More guests. I feel just like Connie Selica.
Well, I guess that makes me James Brolin. Welcome to Harper House.
How do you do? We're the Thornberrys.
Well, of course you are. I'm Thelma Harper. Come right on into my humble abode.
Humble is an understatement.
May I put your corsage in the refrigerator for you?
Good idea, Iola. Set it right next to the beer where it's real cold.
Please, this is no corsage. This is my Paphiopedilum orchid.
It's the only one this side of Guam. We plan to win first prize in the flower show at the fair.
If it survives this harsh environment, I hope our room isn't this chilly.
Oh, don't worry. It's on the west side. It's a real sweat box. Would you like to show the Thornberrys upstairs to their suite?
Suite? I thought they were staying in your room.
Just get these bags upstairs.
Oh,
Well, they seem like a nice couple.
A couple of what?
Oh, more guests. Who's next?
This is Naomi's people, Ernie and Peggy Sue Carruthers. Lord only knows what they're going to be like.
Hello. I'm Ernie Carruthers.
Yeah. We've been expecting you. Come on in. Welcome to Harper House. Well, where's the missus?
Oh, I'm not married.
You're not? Well, who the hell's Peggy Sue? You better not be planning on bringing some cheap bimbo in here.
No, Peggy Sue's not a bimbo. Well, as a matter of fact, she's won blue ribbons at every fair she's in. Come on in, sweetheart.
Well, Connie, you want to show the lady to her room? Good Lord in heaven, how did Conrad Hilton do it?
I brought over the lawn chair. It should make a fairly comfortable bed.
That's nice.
Well, Thelma, you look absolutely beat.
Oh, Iola, you have no idea what it is like listening to that squealing all day long.
Well, you got to expect that with teenage girls.
I'm talking about the pig! It's not easy keeping that ton of bacon a secret. Especially from them snooty thornberries.
Oh, are they still giving you trouble?
Nothing but. First, that orchid needed bottled water, and then it needed a sun lamp. Next thing you know, it's going to need extra towels and a massage.
Well, what you need is a good night's sleep. Now, come on, let's get you inside.
I'll tell you what, Iola. Anybody who thinks their family's a pain in the butt ought to take in boarders.
Come on, get that, baby.
Oh, thanks.
Bubba, help me set up this lounge. The sooner you all bed down, the sooner poor Thelma can get some rest.
Sorry, Miss Boylan. I was just on my way upstairs to see if the cheerleaders needed extra blankets.
Forget it, Bubba. If those girls need warming up, they can do jumping jacks.
Okay, Mama. Now, you got your hammock, you got your sleeping bag, you got your lawn chair, you got your sofa. Everybody's got a place to sleep.
Not a moment too soon. I am dog tired.
Yeah, me too. Hey.
Oh, no, clear out, you deadbeats. The sofa is mine.
But, Miss Harper, I fixed it up special with my little pillow and everything.
Oh, isn't that cute? It'll look great on the sleeping bag.
Come on, Mama, I need the sofa. I got a trick back.
Venting that trick ain't working tonight.
Well, I'm a growing boy,
well,
Grandma.
Well, go grow on the floor somewhere. Now get off my bed, all of you.
Is that any way for innkeepers to behave? Obviously, there's only one solution to this dilemma.
I know, but there's a law against murder.
No, you can draw lots. Now, I will write down all four possibilities, and whichever one you draw is where you'll sleep.
That sounds fair.
Sounds fun.
Sounds idiotic.
Okay, here we go. Who wants to go first?
Me!
Oh, shoot. I got the sleeping bag.
Well, that beats the lawn chair.
Come on, sofa. Come on, sofa! Hammock! This thing is rigged!
Pardon me, Miss Harper. I believe you're sitting on my bed.
Well, there we go. Everything is settled.
Get out of my house! Thanks to you, I gotta spend the entire night on a swinging fishnet.
You know, they say that hammocks are very orthopedic.
If I wanted orthopedic, I'd sleep in my shoe.
Hey, this lawn chair is pretty comfortable. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Bubba. Good night, baby.
Good night, Skeeter.
Oh, baby.
Break it up, you two. Good Lord. I'm zipping you up, buddy. Good night, Benton.
Good night, Mama. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
If they do, take your shoe, hit them till they're black and...
All right!
No self-respecting bed bug will get anywhere near this death trap. Well, that was real comfortable. Why, now that I'm an old woman here. Don't let me disturb you. All right. Now, there's got to be an easier way to do this. Don't anybody get up, really. I'm fine. This thing is starting to tick me off. Well, the hell with modesty. I got to get to sleep. The most uncomfortable thing I've ever been in. Need a pillow. Get the pillow.
Mrs. Harper! I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, I always crawl around on the living room floor in the middle of the night. What the hell do you want?
It's about the bathroom upstairs. Those girls have been hugging it all night. I haven't been able to get in there once.
Well, bless your heart. No wonder you're so cranky.
It's not for me. It's for my orchid. This requires humidity. I need to set it next to a warm shower.
Well, fine, Rhoda. We'll just stick it here in the downstairs, John, and I'll turn on the tap. Oh! Mr. Thornberry, I'm sorry.
I wondered where he was.
I was just washing my hands.
Well, I will see you two in the morning.
Mrs. Harper, I feel very uneasy about being so far away from my orchid.
Fine, why don't you sleep in the sink?
I've been right here the whole time.
Well, then get up. There's a strange man upstairs.
Okay, Mama, I'm zip shut.
Hey, well, what did he look like?
Oh, like he was really, really old, like totally gross. Yeah. You know?
Oh, no, there he is now. Andrew.
I made a mistake. I went into the wrong room.
Oh, sure, just like in St. Louis. What is that pig doing in there?
Probably just washing her hands.
Well, Peggy Sue's just hungry. Poor baby, she's just looking for something to eat.
Good heavens, my orchid!
Oh, here, Piggy Piggy! Here, Piggy Piggy! Here, Piggy Piggy! Oh! Rhoda, I'm so sorry. Shoot, if it had just been 5 minutes earlier, it would have been your husband. Well, goodbye, Harper House. Bubba, why don't you torch this thing?
Forget it, Grandma. I'm too tired. I didn't get a wink of sleep with all those guests checking out in the middle of the night.
Oh, what are you complaining about, mister? I'm the one that's left high and dry without my new oven.
Is that all you can think about yourself? What about me? I could lose my job over this fiasco.
Look, I am beat. Could we all please just shut up and get some sleep?
Sure, that's easy for you to say, Mama. I don't think I can sleep in a bed where a pig's been.
Oh, Fenton, what's the big deal? Sure as hell has never bothered you before.